This is Akashvani, the news read by R.S. Raghu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the establishment of the National Turmeric Board. In a social media post, the Prime Minister called the establishment of the board a matter of immense joy, particularly for the country's hard-working turmeric farmers. He underscored that this board will ensure better opportunities for innovation, global promotion and value addition in turmeric production. The Prime Minister added that it will strengthen the supply chains, benefiting both farmers and consumers alike. Earlier, Union Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal virtually inaugurated the National Turmeric Board in New Delhi. In the inaugural session, he said, the board will focus on the welfare of turmeric farmers, developing superior turmeric varieties and boosting exports. Prime Minister Modi launched Mission Mausam to make the country a weather-ready and climate-smart nation. The Prime Minister launched the mission during the celebrations of the 150th Foundation Day of the India Meteorological Department, IMD, at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, the launch of Mission Mausam is a symbol of the country's commitment towards a sustainable future and future readiness. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Jammu and Kashmir is incomplete without Pakistan-occupied Kashmir POK, and people in POK are facing discrimination on the basis of religion. Addressing the ex-servicemen rally organised by the army in Akhnoor area on the outskirts of Jammu yesterday, Mr. Singh said, POK's land is being used for terrorism as training camps for terrorists are being run from there and launch pads have been built in the areas adjacent to the border. The defense minister said Pakistan will have to put an end to its nefarious designs and terrorist infrastructure from POK. Mr. Singh praised the sacrifices of army soldiers, emphasizing their role in safeguarding the nation against terrorism. President of Singapore, Tharman Shanmugaratnam, has arrived in India for his 5-day state visit. President Tharman is accompanied by a high-level delegation including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This is his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and several other Indian dignitaries will call on President Tharman today. During his visit, President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will also host a banquet in his honour. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also meet with the President of Singapore. India has strongly taken up the matter of the death of an Indian national in Russia with the Russian authorities in Moscow and the Russian embassy in New Delhi. Ministry of External Affairs has reiterated the demand for early discharge of the remaining Indian nationals recruited to serve in the Russian army. In a statement, the ministry expressed grief over the death of an Indian national from Kerala who had apparently been recruited to serve in the Russian army. The MEA also informed that another Indian national from Kerala has been injured and is receiving treatment in a hospital in Moscow. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Spanish Foreign Affairs Minister Jose Manuel Albares participated in a session on strategic alliances for a changing world at the Spain-India Council Foundation in Madrid. In a social media post on X, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that India-Spain collaboration is crucial in a turbulent world, strengthening the global economy and ensuring the training and mobility of talent. He also noted that Spain is a key partner in deepening India's relations with the EU, the Mediterranean and Latin America. In India Open Badminton, Satvik Sairaj, Rangi Reddy and Chirag Shetty entered the quarterfinals of the men's doubles event in New Delhi last evening. The Indian duo edged past Malaysia's world number 7 pair of Manvi Chong and Kai Woon Thi in a thrilling match 23-21, 19-21, 21-16. Meanwhile, ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu made a winning return to the court as she defeated Chinese Taipei Shou Yang Sung in straight games. In an exciting match at the Coco World Cup 2025, Indian men's team defeated Brazil 64-34 last evening in their second match at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium, New Delhi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.